Hello Zoho users, welcome to our second episode of Small Business Heroes, where we talk and learn from rising entrepreneurs who are working hard and smart to scale their businesses. In today's episode, I have Jennifer VC with me, who is making a revolution in guilt-free snacking. I caught up with her during Zoho Community's Indianapolis meetup, and she was really sweet to oblige for a podcast interview. Little bit about her company, Be Free is a gluten-free snacks company, which was started in 2010. It was evolved from Jennifer's desire to bake tasty gluten-free treats for her son. Today, Be Free ships truckloads of their snacks all around USA, including Costco stores. Let's ask her to tell us more about herself.
I'm Jennifer Weese, and I started Be Free Gluten-Free Bakery in 2010 as a way to bring good, delicious gluten-free foods to the marketplace, specifically for my son. My oldest son is on the autism spectrum, and we discovered that gluten-free was really impactful for him. And at that time, there weren't very many good, delicious, clean label food choices in the gluten-free arena, and so I created my own.
So why the name Be Free?
We get a lot of those questions. Be Free is a play on words. So okay. It's be free to eat delicious gluten-free foods, be liberated from junk food. So it's the play on words there.
Right. So is it also because you use honey in your products?
Well, not really, but Be Free, we do use honey in our products. So initially, when we started the company, we were making cookies and other kinds of sweet things, and then we kind of made a shift to honey-sweetened products. Oh, nice. So the name is a little conflicting sometimes, but we use it as an opportunity to tell our story and talk about some of the good quality ingredients that we use.
It's a good name too.
Yeah, thanks.
What are your primary products today?
We have a snack product called Warrior Mix, and it's a soft and chunky snack made with really simple ingredients like almonds, sunflower seeds, pumpkin seeds, coconut. It's lightly sweetened with honey, and it's just really super delicious and tasty, and it comes in a zipper top bag, so you can grab a handful and take it with you wherever you go.
So we can just grab a bag and have it on the go? It's like a snack?
It is a snack. Wow. It is a snack. You don't need a bowl or a spoon or anything like that. So it's super convenient to take with you wherever you are.
So you're actually taking pies from breakfast to snacks.
Exactly.
It's a good concept, actually. Yeah. All right. So let's talk about your business a bit. Like, how big is your company right now?
So as far as people, there are 5 core people that make Be Free happen. And so we all wear a lot of hats, but we're a very small, intimate, really hardworking bunch of people. Our product is in all 50 states across the country, in about 4,000 stores.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
And you also have stores here in Indianapolis?
We do. We have a really nice segment of the stores in Indiana that are carrying our product.
Right. So you have so many contacts to manage, right? You have 4,000 stores, vendors,
yes,
your customers, right? How do you do that today?
Well, CRM through Zoho is a big way that we manage that. It's a nice, really super convenient way for us to manage our contacts and then our connection and interactions with all those contacts. And what we learned today, there's a lot more opportunities for us to engage within Zoho and all the different platforms that they have.
I would say the task option is really helpful for us too. We're not all together all the time. We work mostly online. And so Jen is able to push a task to us. Like, I just made this contact. So she'll put a task in Zoho to one of us to create an order and send them some samples, and another task, send a follow-up email. And then if there's an event they're attached to, she'll send a text to me to do some social media work, but then I might go and do that in Zoho Social.
That's cool. So you're using multiple Zoho applications to perform this.
Right? Yeah, for one event that maybe she just met one lead.
Right. Wow. And one of our team members just moved to a different state, many states away. And so it allows us to all function at our optimal level and live or be on vacation or, you know, we can be in lots of different parts of the country and still maintain a high level of work.
Yeah. So one of our other participants is on vacation now out of the country. And so she can't check emails. So I get her emails right now, but I'm able to go in Zoho and see her last communication with them.
Right.
So I don't make an awkward reply while she's gone. I can still, with knowledge educationally, comment back on, I know she still has your order under, it's early happening, this is when it's going to happen, and she'll touch base with you next week.
Right. Yeah. So for your email campaigns, I'm coming to that, your promotions as well, apart from emails as well. So what are you using today? Which applications do you use most?
So I use MailChimp to do our monthly newsletters. Okay. So even during our meeting here, we were looking, I was pulling up our pricing and looking to see once we figure out that we do have access, then, I mean, it's a clear Zoho campaigns makes way more sense than what we've been doing because then I can interconnect with everything.
So you're looking forward to trying Zoho campaigns?
I am. I'm excited. Very excited to use it.
Yeah. Glad to hear that. Yeah. So coming back to business, it's pretty interesting business you're running, right? So you have this contacts that you manage with CRM today. You have promotions that you do with MailChimp and all. So any other tech software that you use today that's part of your business that comes on top of your mind right now? Not really? All right, so Zoho is your first CRM or you were using any other CRM?
Prior to Zoho, we were a high-rise customer.
Okay.
So we switched from high-rise to Zoho.
Any specific reason for that? Why did you make the switch?
It wasn't as robust as we needed it or wanted it to be.
Okay.
So, and it wasn't as user-friendly as well.
I mean, when I came on 2 years ago, they had just started with Zoho and were so excited about all the integrations.
Right.
And that just seemed so different than anything that they had touched before. Mm-hmm. And for me coming in and just starting social 2 years ago, that it could actually all integrate was just really exciting.
Right. Since you're on Zoho One subscription, you have like a whole lot of applications under your belt, right? You have Zoho Surveys, Zoho Sales IQ that we spoke about today.
Mm-hmm. And there's several that we haven't touched just because we're always also just kind of surviving as a small team.
Right. Yeah. And what is the future looks like for BeFree?
Well, it's pretty bright. It's definitely pretty bright. I mean, as people all over the country all over the world actually are looking for food as their medicine. They're looking for how can they do a better job making better choices with the food that will impact their health and their ability to, you know, be the best that they can be. And so as, you know, that is kind of high on the list of priorities for people. We're right there with our snack food and, you know, we're developing different flavors and, you know, we'll have new products that will be coming out into the marketplace as well too. So lots of opportunity for BeFree to expand into different markets like convenience stores, colleges, universities, hospitals, institutions, that kind of thing.
Hope Zoho helps you scale along, right?
Absolutely. Yes. And, you know, when you're talking about having lots of different opportunities, lots of different interactions, lots of leads, all those kind of things, and it's really important to stay organized.
Right.
So Zoho definitely helps in that
good
arena.
That you started early on with Zoho, so now it's easier to scale with Zoho,
Well, I think so, because we have a comfort level, you know, we have a base comfort level. And so just what we've learned today, I know that we're excited to get back and get started and really kind of dig in there and make use of it.
Right. Okay. Maybe if you have a message for awareness around gluten-free food, you can like give it to our listeners. I'm willing to know more about why gluten-free food is so important.
Oh, sure. Well, I think that anytime people can eat food in their purest form, your body really understands it a little bit easier, knows how to process it, gives your body the energy the food was designed for,
right.
The better. So
well,
there you go.
Yeah, so that's But, you know, I mean, maybe for the next meetup, we'll have bee-free snacks here.
I hope so. Yes, I hope so. We would love to share
Definitely,
it.
Definitely, we should do that.
We should do that.
All right. Thanks, Jennifer. Thanks, Katie, for your time.
You're welcome.
Thank you. It was awesome talking to you guys.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you.
So this was Jennifer VC from bee-free, whose motto is to liberate you from junk food. While I now binge on bee-free's flagship warrior mix, I would thank you guys for listening, and we would come back with the third episode featuring another small business hero. Until then, take care.